Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends of sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great in sports history. And welcome to your sports break for November 15th as we go through some of the greatest events in sports history, the athletes that performed them and were awarded them, and the uniform numbers that they wore. But before we get to that, let's make sure that you know about our newsletter. Very easy to sign up. Two easy questions in the show notes of this very podcast. You'll know what's going on each and every day, 6:30 a.m. Your email inbox, it is delivered to. You can unsubscribe at any time. That's the beauty of it. But get that information from the Pigpen. Know about all of our podcasts, all of our articles that are posting on both of our websites, everything that's going on OrvilleMulligan.com, and much of what's going on the SportsHistoryNetwork.com. Now those uniform numbers for November 15th we'll talk about are numbers 9, 12, 49, 22, 53, 14, 8, 15, 39, 23, 18, and number 13. November 15th, 1946 is our starting point, and the Boston Red Sox legend, wearing number 9, Ted Williams, was selected as the American League Most Valuable Player in Baseball. On November 15th, 1951, the New York Yankees number 12, Gil McDougald, well, he won the American League Rookie of the Year award on that day. And November 15th, 1959, Cleveland Browns halfback number 49, Bobby Mitchell, set a franchise record for the longest run from scrimmage. It was 90 yards long as the Cleveland Browns defeated Washington Redskins 31-17. November 15th, 1960, Elgin Baylor, number 22 of the Los Angeles Lakers, scored 71 whopping points as they defeated the New York Knicks that day. 1961 on November 15th, Roger Maris, the baseball legend wearing number 9 of the New York Yankees, was voted as the American League Most Valuable Player. How about November 15th, 1962, Don Drysdale, that big pitcher for the Los Angeles Dodgers wearing number 53 on his uniform, won the Cy Young Award that day. In the 1964 November 15th, we're going to go across the pond, and Ajax soccer star number 14, Johan Cruyff, debuted against the GVAV soccer club that day. On November 15th, 1967, the Boston Red Sox legend, number 8, Carl Yastrzemski, won the American League Most Valuable Player Award. November 15th, 1972, the Chicago White Sox, number 15, Dick Allen, won the American League Most Valuable Player. How about 1978 on the 15th of November, Pittsburgh Pirates outfielder number 39, the Cobra, Dave Parker, he won the National League MVP. A lot of MVPs coming out on this day. November 15th, 1983, the 75th hat trick in New York Islander history was registered by future Hall of Famer, you guessed it, number 22, Mike Bossy. November 15th, 1988, the LA Dodgers outfielder number 23, Kirk Gibson, won the National League Most Valuable Player Award. Who can ever forget that great World Series home run where he was pumping his arm all the way around as he ran it? Quite an iconic memory in baseball there, that is for sure. On November 15th, 1989, Brett Saberhagen, number 18 of the Kansas City Royals, well, he won the American League Cy Young Award on this day. And going to the NBA, November 15th, 2018, who remembers this one? LeBron James, number 23, well, he surpassed Wilt Chamberlain, number 13, for fifth on the NBA's all-time leading scorers list with 44 points for the LA Lakers in a 126-117 victory over the Portland Trail Blazers at the Staples Center in Los Angeles. And that is your sports history, your sports break for November 15th. So glad you could join us once again for some great history. You want more history? Check out all of these thousands of hours of podcasts on the sportshistorynetwork.com. There are our podcasts, plus many more, about 30-some all in all, different podcasters bringing you all kinds of great sports history, which I think you will enjoy, family-friendly. friendly for everybody. Also, want more football? PigskinDispatch.com. And our great, we have over 1,000 podcasts from that website by yours truly, and a lot of great guests and historians on there. And don't forget, we have a Rose Bowl month coming up too, which you'll hear about in a second. And also, we have this website for JerseyDispatch.com for the Sports Jersey Dispatch podcast. It's JerseyDispatch.com. So make sure you check that out as well. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day.
The Rose Bowl. The game that inspired the college football bowl season has a long and storied history. The stadium itself is 100 years old, and in celebration of it, Pigskin Dispatch is assembling some of the top historians and authors to share the memories, people, and events that make the granddaddy of them all the special game that it is.
That's right. Join me, Darren Hayes, on the Pigskin Dispatch podcast here on Sports History Network or your favorite podcast provider from the end of November all the way to the day of the big game.
Rose Bowl history from PigskinDispatch.com.
Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for a reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com. Not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. Get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.